Chapter 8, Endocrinology. Topic 1, Introduction. In discussing the principles of the hypothalamic pituitary axis, we first acknowledge its role as a pivotal structure in the endocrine system, regulating numerous bodily functions through hormone production and release. This axis operates primarily on a negative feedback system, where releasing hormones are secreted by the hypothalamus, which is located at the base of the brain and serves as a critical link between the nervous and endocrine systems. These releasing hormones from the hypothalamus are directly discharged into a primary plexus known as the hypophyseal portal system. This is a crucial transport mechanism because it allows the hormones to travel directly to the anterior pituitary gland without entering the general circulation. In the anterior pituitary, the releasing hormones stimulate or inhibit the release of various stimulating hormones that in turn have specific effects on end organs. Additionally, the hypothalamus has nerve terminals that connect directly to the posterior pituitary gland. This connection forms what is known as the hypothalamic posterior pituitary axis, or hypothalamic hypophyseal tract. Interestingly, the hormones associated with the posterior pituitary, mainly oxytocin and vasopressin, are synthesized in the hypothalamus, but are stored and released from the posterior pituitary gland. This is distinct from the anterior pituitary, where hormones are both synthesized and released. Starting with the posterior pituitary hormones, we have two key players, antidiuretic hormone and oxytocin. Antidiuretic hormone, also known as vasopressin, is produced in the hypothalamus and stored in the posterior pituitary gland. It acts on the kidneys, sweat glands, and circulatory system to maintain water balance in the body. Oxytocin, which is similarly produced in the hypothalamus and stored in the posterior pituitary, has significant effects on the female reproductive system, particularly triggering uterine contractions during childbirth and playing a role in lactation. Moving on to the anterior pituitary hormones, it releases a variety of stimulating hormones released in response to releasing hormones from the hypothalamus. These interactions exhibit the principles of endocrine control. Gonadotropin releasing hormone from the hypothalamus prompts the release of luteinizing hormone and follicle stimulating hormone, which target the reproductive system. Luteinizing hormone stimulates the production of sex hormones by the gonads, while follicle-stimulating hormone encourages the production of sperm and eggs. Thyrotropin-releasing hormone leads to the secretion of thyroid-stimulating hormone, which then stimulates the thyroid gland to produce thyroid hormone, crucial for regulating metabolism. Prolactin-releasing hormone and its inhibiting counterpart, prolactin-inhibiting hormone, modulate the levels of prolactin, which promotes milk production in the mammary glands. Growth hormone-releasing hormone, inhibited by growth hormone inhibiting hormone, regulates the release of growth hormone, which affects the liver, bones, and muscles, promoting body growth and a higher metabolic rate through insulin-like growth factors. Melanocyte-stimulating hormone is synthesized from the same large precursor molecule pro-opiomelanocortin as adrenocorticotropic hormone, commonly known as ACTH. Due to this shared precursor, an increase in the production of one hormone can lead to an increase in the other. This relationship is particularly relevant in medical conditions that result in elevated levels of ACTH. For instance, in Addison's disease, where the adrenal glands do not produce sufficient levels of corticosteroids, there is a compensatory increase in ACTH production. Consequently, there is also an increase in melanocyte-stimulating hormone, which can lead to hyperpigmentation of the skin. Lastly, corticotropin-releasing hormone governs the secretion of adrenocorticotropic hormone, which prompts the adrenal glands to produce glucocorticoids. These hormones are integral for metabolism and the body's response to stress.